Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we welcome all the devotees to this Friday satsang program. Working? Hari Bol. Oh, somebody's mobile is here.
No. Huh? They're testing something.
It's a testing. Okay. Hare Krishna. So once again we welcome all the devotees to this satsang karyakram, this program on Friday. First of all I would like to pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madha, Sri Narasimhadev Bhagwan, Sri Panch Tattva, Gaur Nithai, Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, all of you, to kindly please bless me so that we can try to learn something from today's discussion. Before we start this program, I actually got this inspiration from Nanda Kumar Prabhu, that you know, one sloka of Bhagavatam which he chanted that day, so I thought I'll also try to sing before we start our class. Is it audible? No? Anyway, so I would like to express my gratitude to His Grace Bahurup Narasimha Prabhu, little bit, for allowing me or giving me this opportunity to speak. And also I would like to seek blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas, His Grace Siddha Varanga Prabhu, His Grace Sachidananda Govind Prabhu, Satyasa Govind Prabhu, and all other devotees and all Matajis, who I think it is, without this is better. Okay, sorry. Achha? But it is falling down. And take. Haribol? Haribol? This is working. Thank you. This is technology. Hare Bol. Sorry for all this disturbance. Before we start, we would like to sing this one very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is very, very high verse. I can never think of speaking on this verse, but Krishna's words are non-different than Krishna. There is no difference literally between the shloka and Lord Sri Krishna. So it is very purifying to recite the Bhagavatam shloka, Srimad Bhagavad Gita shloka, or for that matter Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita shloka. I heard this many times from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, and it gave me really very, very nice feeling and inspiration. And when he speaks on this verse, he explains and glorifies Srila Prabhupada like anything, which I have never seen in my life, the way he glorifies. So we will sing, and I am aware that this particular Gopi Geet or this verse, we are accustomed to sing in a particular tune, which is very, very fast. Even in the drama, these children, they sang this. But here we are going to sing very, very, very slowly. So please bear with me, and we will sing very slowly, very softly, and we'll try if we can sing in that way. So this is how Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj sings. So just I pray to him also. Ratneshu will play kartal. Unfortunately, we don't have harmonium or mudanga here. That is all right. Mridanga, maybe Shiv Kumar Prabhu can take if he can. But others, I don't know whether they will be able to. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yeah.
Today actually we have chosen a topic to speak from Sri Sikshashtakam. So we'll speak from Sikshashtakam. Before that we'll recite this verse with all your permission. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam.
Shravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrenanti Yebhuridajana. Jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Avakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Shravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrenanti Ye Bhuridajana.
Shravanamangalam Srimadatatam
tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham.
Tavakathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam
tam bhuvigrenanti. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
By singing this verse, we are offering our obeisances at the lotus feet of first Srila Prabhupada and then Lord Sri Krishna. Because the word Bhurida Jana refers to the most munificent welfare workers. Who can be most munificent welfare worker than His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada? Because of His and only His mercy, that all this Hare Krishna chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is spread throughout the whole world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted, Prithvi te ache jadar nagradi gram sarvatra prachara hoi vamore naam. But afterwards, this name was limited only to Bengal or probably India. But it is He, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who went to the West and propagated this chanting of the holy name. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is the most munificent welfare worker. We'll read out the translation. The nectar of your words and the description of your activities. I'll read from here actually because there is slight difference. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attend all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hey.
And following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, all His disciples, you know, they went far and wide to distribute this love of Godhead. And here now we are sitting in Arab countries, in UAE, Abu Dhabi, and discussing this. So this is only possible by the intervention and mercy of His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj. So we are very, very grateful to personalities like this who have come here and propagated this holy name. With this, we will try to embark our journey on today's topic. We have chosen today to speak on Sri Sikshashtakam, and I was discussing with His Grace Siddha Gauranga Prabhu, asking for His guidance, and also He actually suggested that we can take four verses, like, you know, four verses in one day and next four verses in another day, so that we can complete it. But you know, we discussed and I found that it is very difficult actually even to speak on four verses in one class, because particularly the verse number 3 is very, very high, and you know, we don't have sufficient capacity to speak. So maybe today I have chosen that we will speak on two verses, verse number 1 and verse number 2. I don't know whether that will also be possible to speak on verse number 2 also, at least on verse number 1. And then in future, if time permits and the situation arises, we will try to speak on, you know, on other verses. And also Prabhuji suggested one very nice idea, that we are chanting every day in the morning Guru Ashtakam. So it would be better if someday we can take that Guru Ashtakam also, so that, you know, the thing which we sing every day, we should know very well, although you know we may know the translation. And also since March 11 is Gaur Purnima, in just 2 weeks Gaur Purnima is approaching, so we chose this that, you know, when I spoke to Bhavarup Prabhu, he told me speak something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will speak on this verse. So just now we recited the whole Sikshashtakam, so we will not ourselves recite. Instead, I was thinking that if, you know, I have Srila Prabhupada's chanting, so at least first verse, we think that Srila Prabhupada can recite, and then we can just listen to him. Before that, I would just like to pray. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tatujaya Mudiraye.
Tatujaya Mudiraye.
Nashta Prayeshu
Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtaki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtaki.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nandagopakumaraya.
Nandagopakumaraya.
Govindaya namo namaha.
Govindaya namo namaha.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Jnananjana Shalakaya.
Chakshurun Militam Yena.
Chakshurun Militam Yena.
Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha.
Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya.
Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale.
Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Swamin Niti Namine.
Swamin Niti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Gauravani Pracharine.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Paschatya Deshatarine.
Paschatya Deshatarine.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha.
Kripasindhubhyeva cha.
Kripasindhubhyeva cha.
Patitanam Pavanebhyo.
Patitanam Pavanebhyo.
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam.
Bhaktarupasarupakam.
Bhaktarupasarupakam.
Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam.
Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam.
Namami Bhaktashaktikam.
Namami Bhaktashaktikam.
He Krishna Karuna Sindho.
He Krishna Karuna Sindho.
Dina Bandhu Jagatpate.
Dina Bandhu Jagatpate.
Gopesha Gopika Kanta.
Gopesha Gopika Kanta.
Sri Radha Kanta Namastute.
Radha Kanta Namastute.
Bhakta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Bhakta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vishvanu Sute Devi.
Vishvanu Sute Devi.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara.
Shivasa ಸಾಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ
ಹರೇ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ
ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ನಿಜ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾರ್ಥಮೇಕ ಪುರುಷ ಪುರಾಣ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಶರೀರಧಾರಿ ಕೃಪಾಂಬುಧಿರ್ಯಸ್ತಮಹಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ. ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಅಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೋಸ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender into his lotus feet. So we start with the first verse of Sri Shikshashtakam. Prabhuji, we can play. This is Srila Prabhupada singing Shikshashtakam. So obviously his tune is different in what we sing, but it is very nice to hear a pure devotee singing this. So we thought we'll just play this. Shikshashtakam is personally written by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many disciples and his associates who wrote volumes of books on devotional service. But as far as our knowledge is concerned, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not himself write anything. Indeed, he wrote something, but he threw in the Ganges. The only thing which is presently available to the world, written himself by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is this Shikshashtakam only. So this Shikshashtakam, in this 8 verses, the whole philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bhed Tattva, of the science of Krishna consciousness, devotional service, everything is condensed in this. So this Shikshashtakam prayers is known as prayer of the prayers. like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Sri Jiva Goswami, he wrote 1 lakh verse, Sat Sandarbha. 1 lakh slok is there in Mahabharata. In Srimad Bhagavatam there are only 18,000 slokas. In Bhagavad Gita there is only 700 sloka. So like that, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, they have written volumes and volumes of book. But everything that what they wrote is condensed in this 8 verses of Sri Shikshashtakam. And then, you know, like this Shikshashtakam first explains about the victory of the holy name. Then in the second verse it explains all the potencies are in the name. The third verse broadly talks about the humble consciousness, that is humility and tolerance. Verse 4 talks about having no material desires and aspiring for devotional service only. Verse 5 depicts our own condition and the petition to the Lord, saying that please pick me up from this material world. Verse number 6 explains aspiring for ecstatic condition and the symptoms for devotional service. Verse 7 explains the love in separation, and finally verse 8 displays unconditional surrender. If we see that after giving so many instructions to Arjuna, finally Lord Sri Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami Ma Sucha. On unconditional surrender, so it talks about that. So the first verse broadly talks, you know, the first is Cheto Darpan Marjanam, the second, there are actually 7 stages which I heard from the class of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He speaks on this, that there are 7 stages in the first verse which culminates into Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Param Vijayate. So one is Cheto Darpan Marjanam, second is Bhav Maha Davagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairav Chandrika Vitranam, Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam, Anandam Budhivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam, Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam ki jai. So at the preface of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that there is no difference between the teachings of Lord Chaitanya present here and the teachings of Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So whatever teachings Sri Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita is essentially given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And Srila Prabhupada goes further speaking that the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are the practical demonstration of Lord Krishna's teaching. You know, if one wants to really know how to apply Lord Krishna's teachings in our practical life, then it is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very, very simple form. And Srila Prabhupada warns that don't think that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like one of us, you know, because he just came 500 years before. He is Krishna himself, the supreme living entity, and as such he never comes under the cloud of Maya, because this is a very special Kali Yuga, that in this Kali Yuga appears Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He does not come in all the Yuga cycle. So when Krishna said Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami Ma Sucha, Krishna is very, very merciful, most merciful, and he started thinking that I have given the instruction, but how Jivatmas will understand what is unconditional surrender? You know, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, how they will surrender to me? So thinking like this, he thought that I myself will descend again to teach all the conditioned soul what is unconditional surrender. So this is also magnanimity of Sri Krishna coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In scriptures there are various reasons described for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So there are some external reasons and there are some internal reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Today is not that subject matter, and you know, it's a subject in itself, so we will not touch upon that topic. But one of the reason of descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he wanted to practically demonstrate, teach the world how to surrender unto him, how to go back home, back to Godhead, how to achieve the highest perfection of life, Krishna Prem. So Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example, and he warns that Prabhupada gives a very, very nice example of a teacher. He says that sometimes a teacher seeing a student doing poorly, he comes down to student, takes his pencil and started writing A, B, C, D like this. So a foolish person who does not know his position should not think that, you know, he is learning A, B, C, D. You know, he already knows, but just to demonstrate, just to make the student understand, he takes the pencil and writes. So he appears in the guise of a devotee. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he descends at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears in the guise of a devotee. And we should always remember that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he is teaching us how to become Krishna conscious, and then we can study him in that light. So this is the background. You know, today's class is not to explain how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is another subject matter which, you know, maybe we can deal on some other time. So, but today we will start from that point where he is teaching Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that there are innumerable ways to execute devotional service, and Srimad Bhagavatam and Hari Bhakti Vilas describes many of them. Like Srimad Bhagavatam describes 9 processes of devotional service, and then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, he says that, you know, there are Vaidhi Bhakti and there is Raganuga Bhakti. Both leads to Sri Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to propagate the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, which is the most perfect form of devotional service. So in all the limbs of devotional service, the chanting of the holy name is the most important, most perfect. Like, you know, all other processes of devotional service are very, very important. And just by following only one process, any of them, one can attain love of Godhead, as many devotees have attained. And Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the Sikshashtaka prayers takes a sadhaka from the stage of Shraddha to the stage of Prem. You know, like what Bhakti Rupa Goswami has written, Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sang Tata Bhajan Kriya Anarth Nivritti Syat Ruchi Nishtha Bhav Prem. All these things, you know, it progresses in that fashion. And Srila Prabhupada, he gives a commentary on this. He says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Cheto Darpan Marjanam. The first and the foremost thing he says is to clean up our heart. And Prabhupada writes that Marjanam means cleans and Darpanam means mirror. So, you know, we are cleaning the heart. And Prabhupada further says, I am reading verbatim, the heart is a mirror, it is like a camera. Just as camera takes all kinds of pictures of days and nights, so also our heart takes pictures and keeps them in an unconscious state. Psychologists know this. The heart takes so many pictures and therefore it has become covered. We do not know when it has begun, but it is a fact that because there is a material contamination, our real identity is covered. Therefore, Cheto Darpan Marjanam, that means one has to cleanse his heart. And then I was listening to the lectures of Maharaj. He was saying that the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord cleanses our heart. Originally, we are all pure Krishna conscious entities, like the water which falls from the sky is very, very pure. But when it falls on the earth, comes in contact with mud, it becomes muddy. So as a jivatma, Lord Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Mame Vansho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. He said that all the living entities are my part and parcel. Like, you know, Prabhupada explains that a drop of ocean is equivalent to the whole ocean, or a small particle of gold has all the qualities of the mountain of gold. So we jivatma also have in quality the qualities of Lord Sri Krishna himself. So originally we are Krishna conscious, we are pure, but since we have come in contact with material senses, materiality, we have become contaminated. So this process is to clean. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that actually love of Godhead, because we are pure jivatmas, is there in everyone. And he says, Nitya Shuddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noy Shavanadi Shuddha Chitta Karihe Udoy. That means, you know, everything is there inside, it is just a matter of process that we start hearing and it is clean. When His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu from Vrindavan came this time, he gave one very nice example. He said that he is actually caretaker of Sri Vrindakund, and he said that here you people use tap, but there we use hand pump, you know, to extract water. So he said sometimes from hand pump water doesn't come. So what they do, they take one mug, one lota of water, and pour on the hand pump. Okay? And then they again do, and then the water comes out. So this is Achinta Bheda Bhed. So he said that like that in our heart, the love of Godhead is already there, but it is covered. So what we need to do is, we need to put little water through our ears, inside our heart, and then it will pour, everything will come out. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that little water of Sri Mahamantra enters inside and the love of Godhead automatically comes out. And our pure consciousness can be. But the problem is that our heart is contaminated as of now. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is comparing this consciousness to the mirror. Why he is comparing to the mirror? Because the function of the mirror is to reflect. It reflects what we see inside. When we look into the mirror, we don't expect to see anything else. You know, we see ourselves. Whatever object looks in the mirror, it's not that you look and you see some, you know, picture of somebody else. This used to happen with gopis. When they will look at mirror, they will see Krishna. So that is a higher stage. But we in conditioned stage, when we look at the mirror, we are supposed to see our own reflection. I remember once His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj had come to Abu Dhabi here, and he gave one very nice class. In that class he quoted one example. He said that as soon as we get up in the morning and when we look at the mirror, what do we see? You see that, you know, we react. There are two things to any of our activity. One is reaction and one is response. So he said that we should respond to things, not react to things. And he gave a very nice example that as soon as we get up in the morning and see in the mirror, we see ourselves and we feel how beautiful I am. Or, you know, today my hair are like this, or it has become white, or it has gone away, something like that. So he said that this is actually bodily concept of life. But if we look at the mirror, we see ourselves and we realize that, oh, I am a soul, then that is actually response to what we're seeing. So therefore, if we see in the mirror and we look and we feel that yes, we are the pure spirit soul, part and parcel of Lord Sri Krishna, with the potency of Lord Krishna, but Krishna is Vibhu and we are only Anu, we will realize our true condition and then we can progress. And Lord Chaitanya explains, but as of now, you know, because our heart is covered with so many dust, we have to clean. That cleaning is very much required. So what are this kind of dust? You know, we have various kind of dust of our selfish, egoistic desires, and we want to enjoy this material existence. You know, in the lust, there are in the dust, there are various kind of dust. The first is lust, which Maharaj explains that it is lust dust. We have so many ambitions, aspirations of how we enjoy, and we constantly contemplate on the sense objects to enjoy, because that is our condition. And we are chasing after the mirages, birth after birth after birth, looking for happiness and trying to enjoy things of this world. And when it is unfulfilled, we become very, very angry, we become frustrated. And Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa Sangas Teshu Pujayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamat Kamat Krodho Vijayate Krodhat Bhavati Sammoha Sammohat Smriti Vimbrama Smriti Bhanshat Buddhinasho Buddhinashat Pranashyati. So he says that while contemplating on the object of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and therefore the lust develops. From that attachment, lust develops. And we try to fulfill our lust, but Krishna says that the lust is insatiable. It's like a fire. The more fuel we put inside, the more hungrier the higher the fire becomes. It becomes very, very big. It is insatiable. Nobody can extinguish that fire. And because we are so much lusty, our lust doesn't get fulfilled. From that lust, Krishna says, anger arises. And from anger, delusion arises. From delusion, bewilderment of memory. And when the memory is bewildered, our intelligence is lost and we again fall down in this material pool. So these are all dust which is accumulated on our mirror. And also, because we have so many things, we get frustrated, we become more greedy for it, that we want to have more, 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 more. You know, like they say, the dil mange more. We just want to have more and more, more and more, more and more. So we become greedy. So this greed is also another kind of dust. Then, because of the greed, we see that whatever we have, the other person has more than what we have. Then we become, what we become? We become envious. Yes. Like there is a story that one person, he prayed to one demigod, and demigod came to him and he said, Tathastu, ask what you want. So he says that, you know, I want to desire something, but demigod puts one condition. He says that whatever I will give you, I will give double to your neighbor. And then, you know, he desires many things. He desires, I want one car, so there are two cars in the garage of the neighbor. He asks one bungalow, there are two bungalow. Like this, you know, whatever he asks, he becomes envious. And finally he says that, you know, oh God, please pluck my one eye. So that, you know, his both eye got plucked. So that is, you know, that much envy we have, that we don't want other person to possess more than us. You know, whatever I want more than what you have. And if we have, you know, something which is less, we become very, very envious. And as our Sudama Prabhu says, that envy means N and V, no vacancy in spiritual world. Once we become envious, there is no vacancy in spiritual world. We cannot go to the spiritual world. And when we become envious, we become hateful to that person. You know, this is our experience, that when envy develops, we start hating that person. Like for example, a subordinate, if he is envious of his boss, you know, it is a matter of time that he will, you know, start hating him. So that hate develops. And this hate, envy, greed, lust, pride, illusion, all these are, you know, dust which is accumulated on our heart. And therefore, and Lord Krishna says that, you know, if we become envy, proud and angry, greedy, then, you know, these are the royal gates to hell. So the important thing is we have to clean this. And therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts, you know, he starts from Cheto Darpan Marjanam. Cheta means the heart, Darpan means mirror, and Marjanam means to clean. So we have to clean the mirror of our heart. Then only when all this accumulated dust goes away, we can realize our liberated stage. Indeed, Maharaj says one more thing. He says that there are some people who wants to get liberated, and you know, they want to become God, Mayavadis basically. That is also one kind of another dust, you know, accumulated on our mirror, that we want to compete God, we want to become equal to God or independent from Him. So these are all bhukti, mukti, all these are, you know, dust accumulated. So the first and foremost stage of our sadhana bhakti, our chanting, is cheta darpan marjanam, that we have to clean, all this. Like, you know, there is a very nice pastime of Gundicha Mandir Marjanam, but we don't have time. If time permits, we'll say that how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Lord Jagannath was to go to in Gundicha temple, he cleaned thoroughly this Gundicha Mandir, and he cleaned twice. Then he cleaned with his own cloth, with water. And you know, such a nice description is given of the cleansing of this Gundicha Marjanam. Maybe some other day we will discuss. So the first stage we covered is Cheto Darpan Marjanam. The second stage is Bhava Maha Tavagni Nirvapanam. That is, first Bhava is the material world. And it is said that Maha Tavagni. Tavagni means fire, forest fire. And Maha Tavagni means a big forest fire. You know, it's wild fire, forest fire. And when there is a forest fire, everyone dies. You know, everyone dies. Nobody is spared. So therefore says that this chanting of holy name is Bhav Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Nirvapanam means it extinguishes the forest fire of material suffering. And this material world is compared to an ocean. And it is said, Lord Krishna has actually stamped it by saying, what? Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. That this material world is nothing but Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It is like, it is called Bhava Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. It is like an ocean. And suppose if we have fallen in the ocean, but natural that we will be wet. We cannot avoid water. So like this material world, is ocean of faults, it's ocean of dukkh, it's ocean of miseries. And having fallen in this world, nobody in this hall or maybe outside can say that I am totally happy. You know, that is not our condition. We are not totally happy. So the only thing, the thing is that if you know this Bhavasindhu is very, very difficult, it's very miserable, then why we don't want to go out? You know, it is said that the only thing that keeps us here is our desire to stay here. The more we desire to stay here in this material world, the more we will be entangled. The moment we desire to go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna gives Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Krishna says, I give intelligence by which you can come to me. And it is compared to big forest fire, as I was saying, that no fire brigade of the world can extinguish forest fire. It's not possible. How forest fire is extinguished? Anyone knows?
Yeah.
By rain only. Therefore, in the morning we chant, Samsara Dava Nalalidaloka Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam. Ghanatvam means it is rain clouds. When torrents of rain comes, when the clouds come, they can extinguish this forest fire. Otherwise, no fire security or no fire brigade in the world, the best of fire securities in America or other countries, they cannot extinguish. Because when the hurricane comes, when the forest fire comes, the president of the countries, they just announce, please vacate, please run away. When tsunami comes, nobody can help. So this is very important, that when we chant the name of Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. Ye yathamam prapadyante, tam satayo bhajamyaham. When we take shelter of the holy name, the shower of holy name comes on our heart and it extinguishes the fire of the material suffering. And then we have so many miseries like adhyatmika, adhidevik, adhibhautik. And there are many examples like, you know, I am from Bombay. Maharaj was saying that in Bombay, the Bombay train are like adhyatmika express. You know, there is too much of trouble in that. You enter in the, like, you know, there are person who says that I am very much happy in this world, send them in the Bombay train. You know, it's so much like a hell. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu, once he was saying that he was traveling from Chowpatty to Mira Road to give a class, and he entered into the train and he was standing. And as soon as train came, everyone jumped inside and one fellow sat on the seat, and then he got up again to keep his tiffin on the shelf. And then he sat down, he realized that he was sitting on somebody else's lap. You know, some person was already sitting there and he sat on his lap. So this is the condition. You know, like it's too much of miseries there, and we cannot avoid these miseries. So therefore, the only thing is that when we take the holy name of the Lord, we chant the holy name in the surrendered mood, then Krishna reciprocates and he showers, you know, his mercy, abundant mercy, so that the forest fire which is burning in our heart gets extinguished. So this is Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. The next stage is Shreya Kairav Chandrika Vitranam. So it is said that we have eliminated the negatives. Now its positives are coming. We have cleaned the mirrors of our heart, our mind, and we have extinguished the blazing forest fire by the mercy of Krishna. And it is the next stage of awakening our natural spiritual nature. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares the holy name to the beautiful full moon and the white lotus flower. Why? Because in this material world, for our understanding, the two objects which is very, very nice and people give example of is lotus flower and the moon. Like we say that your face is like moon. You know, Vrindavan Chandra. We give example of Pankaj, lotus eyes, lotus face, lotus hand, lotus mouth, everywhere. Like when Kunti Maharani also prays, Namo Pankaj Navaya, Namo Pankaj Maline, Namo Pankaj Netraya, Namaste Pankaj Agrahe. So he's praying that this lotus, so this upma is given for our understanding. And when we give upma, we have to also understand in what context upma is to be given. For example, you know, it is said at Gaj Gamini. Gaj Gamini is like, you know, your walk is majestic. You walk like an elephant. That is a very nice upma. But if you say that you eat like elephant, that is not upma. You know, upma is to be given in a proper sense. You know, not like if we say that, you know, Prabhu, you look like elephant, you know, or you eat like elephant. You know, if we say someone, like for example, you know, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's walk is very, very royal. You know, it's like an elephant. So this is very nice. You know, upma is given that he walks so royally. When he comes, you know, people see it. So that upma is to be given, not that, you know, you eat like elephant. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for our understanding, he is giving upma. Upma of moon, upma of lotus flower. He says that Shreyaha Kairav Chandrika Vitranam. That he gives, and you know, these two things, like for example, when lotus is closed, the fragrance is not you know, felt, not noticed. But when it gets open, when it comes in contact with moon, so when the moon rays fall on the lotus, you know, the lotus blossom, and then, you know, it comes in contact of each other. So therefore, when soul, which is closed like a lotus, the moon rays of the holy name, when it falls on the soul, you know, it opens up our soul, and then we can realize our true condition. So this is the meaning of this Shreya Kahairav Chandrika Vitranam. Closed lotus cannot be enjoyed. Only an open lotus can be. So therefore, you know, our heart should be open to receive. It should not be like a pot. You know, like Bhishma Pitama once said, this Duryodhana is like a pot, you know, which is kept ulta. There is, you know, much space inside, but there is nothing to enter. You know, there is no space that where the water can enter. So therefore, we have to always keep our heart, we have to keep our mind open, so that when the rain of Krishna's mercy falls, we can accumulate. You know, we can absorb inside like a sponge. You know, it should not, you know, it falls and it goes away. Like, you know, we hear from one ear, goes away another ear. So the process is that we hear, take it inside, the churning is going on, and then you speak about Krishna. You know, it's not that we just hear and we forget. No, we have to speak, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to speak about Krishna. He says that Amar Agya Guru Hoye Taroi Desh Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. And he says that Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. That go, tell, you know, take the name of Krishna. So that is the relationship between the soul and the super soul. Then the fourth stage is Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Vidya. Vidya means what? Knowledge, education. Like Krishna says, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitram Iti Uttamam. So he says that this Bhagavad Gita knowledge is king of education. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Vidya Vadhu Jivanam, it is the life of education. And what is the real knowledge? The first knowledge actually begins with knowing that we are not this body, we are the soul. That is the first. And then gradually progressing from the level of Shraddha to the level of Prem. You know, that is actually the proper knowledge. So to the degree we surrender, to the degree we feel ecstasy, to the degree we read, to that degree we can understand a true knowledge, what it is. And complete surrender, like Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Paritejya, so complete surrender is an expression of true knowledge, true education. You know, like yesterday Prabhu was saying in the class, that somebody asked Prabhupada, what is your philosophy? He says that man should know about God. If he does not know about God, he is animal only. You know, his all education is waste. Vidya ravilase katainu kala parama sahasyami tamara charana na bhajinu. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all my education is waste if I don't know who Krishna is. So whatever we study, everything is called jada vidya. This is actually not vidya, this is jada vidya. Everything is lost. So this prayers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siksha Ashtakam, gives us proper knowledge to understand that what real knowledge is, what real education is. And then, in the spiritual sense, we are surrendering at all times, and it is just a question of whom we are surrendering to. See, either we can surrender to Krishna or we can surrender to Maya, there is no in between. You know, I heard in one class that either Krishna or Maya, there is no in between. If you throw an object, either it will go up or it will come down, it will not stay. So therefore, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhakar Jahan Krishna Tahan Hi Maya Radhikar. Krishna is like light and darkness is like nascence. When there is a light, there is no question of darkness. And when there is a darkness, there is no light. It is very simple. If a room is closed, it's dark, you know, then there is no light. But if you put the light, there is no question of darkness. So Krishna is Surya Sam, Krishna is like a sun. So this prayer tells us that the real education is Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. We have to take the shelter of the holy name. Then the next stage, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, is Anandam Budhivardhanam. Ambudi means the ocean. Anand means ecstasy or bliss. So it explains about the Anandam Budhi Vardhanam. And ocean, if we see that ocean is never leaves its seema, meaning, you know, it doesn't cross its limit. But this ocean is such that it is Ambudhi Vardhanam. It is ever increasing, ever increasing, ever increasing. Our happiness of this world is like drop of the water in the desert. Like if I drop one drop of water, throw on the desert, where it will disappear, nobody knows. Indeed, sometimes before it touches the ground, it will disappear, you know, because it is too hot. But the ecstasy which is derived from this process is like an ocean which will never dry up and which will increase, increase, increase and increase. Because when we accept the position of a servant, our real swarup is awakened. But our problem is, because we are in conditioned soul, we don't experience that kind of ambudhi or that kind of bliss or ecstasy or ocean. Why? Because when we are chanting, you know, sometimes I have this personal experience, and one of my friend also shared this with me, so I know that when we are chanting, sometimes we are chanting just for the sake of chanting. So it's not chanting, it's counting. That, you know, since I have taken a vow to chant certain number of rounds, I will round. Somehow or other I will complete, you know, whether my attention is there or not, I will complete this round. And when we are chanting, you know, we are chanting on this, as Prabhu explained how to chant, we are this finger, but this last finger, we are searching for Krishna beads. You know, that little rope or, you know, thread is there on Krishna beads. We are searching whether, you know, khatam hua ki nahi ya, khatam hone ke liye aaya ki nahi, bahut lamba chal raha hai round. You know, aslishya yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravrisha itam, like that. You know, we search, where is that Krishna bead gone, you know? Instead of 108, has it become 264 or something like that? You know, that is our condition when we are chanting. But think what Haridas Thakur used to chant. He used to chant 192 rounds. You know, every single day. What Rup Goswami is chanting? When Rup Goswami is chanting, he is asking that when I am chanting, I desire multi-millions of ears and multi-million tongues, because hearing of this sound with two names is not enough. He says that what nectar is there in this two syllable Krishna? Because when I am chanting, I desire that I should have multi millions and millions of tongues, and I should have millions and millions of ears, so that I can really relish the taste of this holy name. But our situation is not like that. You know, this is a very, very high stage. But the only thing is that if we are sincere, we are sincerely chanting, practicing Krishna consciousness very, very faithfully, then definitely, you know, that stage will come. And when, like Rup Goswami says one more thing, that if you are too much materially addicted, please don't go near the bank of the Yamuna. Why? Because on the bank of the Yamuna, this Shyam Sundar Krishna is standing on, you know, threefold bending form, Tribhanga Lalit, and he is playing on his flute. And once you see that scene, that form, then your heart will get captivated and you will lose everything actually. So if you are materialistic, please don't take Krishna. You know, he wants us in that, you know, negative point of way. And like how Krishna is beautiful, we don't, you know, we see how Krishna is beautiful, but, you know, really, if we know that how Krishna is beautiful, we can know from this example that when Ramanujacharya was there, and this procession of Sri Ranganath in Sri Rangam was going on with Vijayamurti, there was one person, very, very built, you know, a nice looking person. He was standing in front of the road, in between the road, and was looking at one girl who was a prostitute. And he was actually becoming an obstacle for the procession. And all the devotees were criticizing him and making him a laughing stone. And when Ramanujacharya saw him, he felt great compassion that, you know, why he is addicted to this girl. He should actually look at the beautiful form of Lord Sri Ranganath. And that person's name was Dhanurdas. He was a wrestler. And he calls him and he tells that, why you are looking at this girl and, you know, becoming a laughing stone for all this? And he gives answer. He gives that, I am looking at this girl only for one thing, on her eyes. Her eyes are so beautiful that I have never ever seen in my life anything which is more beautiful than these eyes in the whole world. And therefore I am, you know, I cannot remove my eyes from her. And then Sri Ramanujacharya says that if I show you something more beautiful, will you give up this? Because, you know, we know that children, if we have to take knife from their hand, you have to give chocolate, something like that, then they will only give up. So he said that I'll show you something, but you have to give up. He said, there is, as far as my knowledge is concerned and my realization is concerned, there is nothing in this world which is more beautiful than these eyes of this prostitute. But yes, if you show me something, I'll accept. Then he takes, he says, okay, come in the evening to me. Then when Dhanurdas goes to Ramanujacharya, Ramanujacharya takes him to the Garbhagriha of Sri Ranganathji. And as of now, today also, they don't have light. You know, everything is just by diya. So they show, so the pujari shows the diya to the lotus feet of Lord Ranganath and progresses towards lotus face. And when that diya comes to lotus face and it focuses on the eyes, and when Dhanurdas sees on that eyes, he gets so much captivated that he surrenders to Srivat Ramanujacharya. So this is the beauty of Krishna. You know, we are just superficially seeing so many things. But if we are really surrendered or we are really after Krishna, then we can actually taste this nectar. And Maharaj says that how humiliating this experience for a blissful spirit soul that is part of Krishna. Because Krishna is so beautiful, we are part of Krishna, we are also beautiful. The soul is so beautiful, but we are actually forgetting that beauty. We are not taking shelter of Krishna, and we are taking shelter of things which belong to this material world. And Krishna, like a Hari, he steals, like Dhanurdas. At one shot, he steals his heart. You know, there was no two things. But we look at Krishna so many times, nothing happens. And therefore, Rupa Goswami says that if you really are materially addicted, don't look at Krishna who is standing as a Tribhanga Lalit on the bank of Jamuna. Because once you see him and appreciate his beauty, he will captivate your heart, and then everything is finished. You are gone. Your material life is gone. So this is Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prati Padam Purnamrita Aswadanam. He says, there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, Samashrita Yat Pad Pallava Palam Mahat Padam Punya Yasho Murare Bhavam Budhir Vats Padam Param Padam 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 Yat Vipadam Natesham. It says that for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of Moor demon, the ocean of material world is just like a water contained in the calf's hoof print. Their goal is Param Padam, Vaikunth, the place where there is no material desires, not the place where there is danger at every step. So Padam Padam Yat Vipadam Natesham. In this material world, as we explained before, that this is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam, we have fallen on this, so there is danger at every step. No, we cannot say that we are free of danger. We are walking on a sword. You know, it's very, very difficult and sour pressure. Anytime, anything can happen, it can cut us into peace. So it is Padam Padam Yat Vipadam. You know, at every step there is a danger. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives one benediction. He says that once you take this process of chanting the holy name, you clean your heart, take this process, then what it becomes when your heart opens, Shreya Kairav Chandrika Vitranam, like a lotus your heart opens, then it becomes Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadam. Then he said that at each step, Padam Padam Yat Vipadam Natesam, that same step becomes Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam. That at every step, at each step, you will realize, you will enjoy the bliss, the ecstasy of and Purnamrita Aswadam. You will taste this. So this is such an ocean which goes on increasing and increasing. And therefore, you know, even Satyavrat Muni says, Iti Drikswalila Bhirananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiyeshitagneshu Bhattirjitaitvam Puna Prematashtam Satavriti Vande. He says, Iti Drikswalila Bhi Ananda Kunde. He says that this is Ananda Kund which goes on increasing, increasing, increasing at every step. And therefore the sages in Srimad Bhagavatam, they say, Vayam tu navitra pyama uttam shloka vikrame jashanvatam rasa jnanam swadu swadu pade pade. They say that every step at pad pad, we never tire of hearing. You know, they say that we never become tired of hearing. the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers, those who have developed a taste for the transcendental relationship with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment, at every step. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. So this is Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadanam. The next stage is Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate. What is meaning of Sarvatma Snapanam? Sarva means for everyone. Atma Snapanam means bathing of the self. You know, the literal meaning which Prabhupada writes is bathing of the self. When we bathe ourselves, we bathe our consciousness in the holy name of the Lord. You know, when the heart is clean, when the lotus is open, then we can enjoy this pleasure. You know, as we said, Ananda Kunde, Anandam Budhivardhanam. And this pleasure is very different from the pleasure of the material world. And example, there are many, many examples, we will not go in detail. Like, for example, when Dhanurdas saw the beautiful eyes of Lord Ranganath, his heart was captivated, he became a devotee. Sripad Ramanujacharya, his guru, Sripad Yamunacharya, had once prayed. He says that the time I have taken this chanting of the holy name of Krishna, all the other pleasure of this material world, I have actually, they are tuch, they are nothing. And when I think of that pleasure, or when I think about sex life, my tongue curls and I start spitting. No, my thuthu karta hun. I don't want all this pleasure. So this pleasure, Srila Rupa Goswami says that how much nectar is there in this two syllable Krishna. When I chant, I desire millions of ears, millions of tongue. So this is, you know, like when we bathe our consciousness, we bathe ourselves in this, then, you know, Sarvatma, we become completely purified. No trace of materiality is left. Like, for example, we sometimes might have this experience that when we are dancing in Kirtan, no, we don't remember anything. We are not materially affected. Everything, and we think that, you know, we are enjoying real ecstasy. You know, that stage comes at Pratipadam. And the last stage, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, describes, is Param Vijayate. He says that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He says that go on with this chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that go on with the Sankirtan movement. Let it be victorious in all direction. You know, he says that please take the name of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your real treasure, Krishna is your really life and soul. Please take this name of Krishna. And he says that if you take the name of Krishna, it will cross the borders, it will go and it will become victorious at all the places. And the holy name of the Lord, when it is chanted by sincere devotees, it not only purifies our mind and performs the six stages which we have discussed in this, but it actually spreads out and expands to create victory over illusion and maya. You know, like Krishna says that Devi hash gunmai mama maya durataya mamevya prapadyante maya metam tarantite. That only when you surrender unto me, I will take charge and, you know, you can cross this ocean. And we know that this victory of holy name, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated and he predicted Prithvite Achyajada Nagradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam. But Srila Prabhupada came as one of the generals of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army and he took this holy name from this Vrindavan. He travelled in boat Jaladut. He got two heart attack on the boat ship Jaladut. Reached America. He wrote a very nice beautiful prayer, Markane Bhagavad Dharma. Reached and expanded this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He gave this holy name to each and every person. To those, like yesterday we were reading, that it said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered two Jagai and Madhai in that pastime. But Srila Prabhupada, taking same mood and the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart, came to the Western world and gave all the Mlechas and Yavanas, all these people who were less than a human being sometimes, and gave this holy name and they became a first class Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada said that to hippies, I made them happy. You know, they became so happy. So this is Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, that wherever you take this Sankirtan movement, it will go and create, you know, it will win the fort. You know, wherever you go, just, you know, give the holy name and everything will be done. The problem is that, but this chanting should be done very, very sincerely. And therefore, the service is essential. The association of devotees is essential. And when we have the association of devotees and we serve the Lord, then we can actually take the holy name very, very nicely and we can progress. Bhagavad Gita ends with surrender to Lord Krishna, as we spoke the first verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. It ends with surrender. It says that, you know, please understand who you are, the difference between body and soul. And where Srimad Bhagavad Gita ends, Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the surrendering process, and it goes ultimately to tell, the last shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Priya. He says, and he says that the culmination of Srimad Bhagavatam is in chanting of the holy name. So where Bhagavad Gita concludes, Srimad Bhagavatam starts. Where Srimad Bhagavatam concludes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita starts. And the first thing it says is chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the benediction of the holy name. And this holy name is very, very powerful. So anyway, we have, I think, just 10 minutes. I can see on my watch. So this is the first sloka which we have completed. We'll just try to speak very, very briefly in 10 minutes only on the second sloka. And if the time permits, maybe we can take next sloka. So the next sloka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Nam Nam Kari Bahudanij Sarva Shaktis Tatrarpitanya Mitasmaranena Kalaha Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durudevam Drishimiha Janinanuraga. He says, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is a good fortune for all living entities, and therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy name, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for this chanting. So what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, he says that Nam Nam Akari Bahuda. The first thing he is saying that there are innumerable names, and you know, Nam Nam Akari, and they have manifested themselves. Whatever potency is there in Krishna, the same potency is there in Krishna's name. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. You know, the same Krishna. But the problem is, sometimes the people of the world, they discriminate, and sometimes they think that the Lord is very powerful, but the name is not that powerful. And sometimes the so-called Brahmanas of the society, they put restriction, and they say that no, only this type of name you can chant, only this time you can chant, only morning you can chant. But even Lord Brahma said, for chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is no time, place and circumstances. You can chant at any time, any place, even in toilets, there is no problem. So this is the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is an incidence which comes where Krishnadas Goswami describes about Smart Brahmanas, and he quotes one sloka. He says, Ati bada sukriti so snane rasamay Govinda pundari kaksha nama uchcharem. He says that Ati bada sukriti, so the Brahmanas say that not everyone can chant this name of Sri Krishna. Ati bado sukriti so, those who are very, very pious, only they can chant. Snanera samay, where you can chant? Only while you are taking bathing in Ganges, in Ganga, you can chant. Not everywhere you can chant. What is this? You are chanting, you know, in plane, you are chanting here and there, you are chanting with beatback going everywhere. This will not work. You can chant only at a specific time, only at specific place. Nanera samay, and which name? They also say that restriction is a Govinda Pundarikaksha Nama Uchcharan. That only Govinda and Pundarikaksha you can say. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a merciful incarnation, Lord Mahavadanyaya. He came and he gave, and he said that Namna Makari Bahuda. Nich sarva sakti tatarpita niyamit na smaren na kala. He said that there is no hard and fast rule. There is no time, place or circumstances for chanting the holy name. You can chant at any time, anywhere. Indeed, originally he chanted this mantra as Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But the Brahmanas objected, so he reversed. So this is actually Prasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then when we chant this mantra, this is more potent, more powerful. So he said that you can chant at any time. Like I'll give an example. Gauranga Prabhu, one time he was preaching and he went to Yeravada jail, not inside, but for preaching. He went to preach, you know, like the prisoners and the superintendent, they were very much impressed by him. So they called him to give a class in jail. So Gauranga Prabhu, he went there to preach in the jail and he was telling that in Yeravada jail in Pune, you know, all life convicts are there, you know, who have done very, very gross type of sins, murder, all these people were there. And, you know, he went there to preach. And he said that one advantage of jail preaching is the crowd is fixed. Nobody can go anywhere. Wherever they are sitting, they will be sitting there only. And if somebody is inattentive, immediately superintendent will say, Savdhan! Sandhan! And you know, they will become attentive. So he said that this is the advantage of jail preaching. The crowd is fixed, everyone is attentive. You know, you don't have to tell that Prabhu, please listen, Matajis, please listen. No, they will listen. So anyway, he was saying that he was giving his class. So before class, he did kirtan, you know, very nice kirtan he did. And he gave class. After class, you know, obviously there was a question answer session. So he asked if somebody has any question. So one fellow, he raised his hand and he said, Prabhuji, I have one question. And Gauranga Prabhu looked at him. He was very tough, tall, with beard, and you know, looking at very, very tough fellow. So Gauranga Prabhu said, okay, please ask. So he said, not from here. I want to come near you on the stage. Then only I will ask. So Gauranga Prabhu, he got little scared. And you know, ACP was sitting next to him. He asked ACP, what is this? He said, don't worry, I am there. So Gauranga Prabhu said that I took some police protection. So that fellow came all the way, you know, from audience he was walking. And he, as he was walking, all the other inmates, jail inmates, they were clapping that yes, our hero is going, just see. And then he came on the stage, looked at Gauranga Prabhu, took his mic and started speaking, asked his question. And he said that, Prabhuji, I am seeing that you are speaking so much and you are doing this kirtan. But now my question to you is, and there was little pause, some suspense. He said, now my question to you is, the correct pronunciation is Hare Ram. But you have been chanting this mantra, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Where is this Ramo came? The actual pronunciation is Hare Ram. So then everyone started clapping and said, wow, see our fellow? He knows so many quotations, so many scriptures. He can also defeat. And then Gauranga Prabhu said, okay, you do one thing, Mare Bhai. You please go and sit there. I'll give answer to you. So he went there and Gauranga Prabhu told that suppose if I give you a very nice mango, very, very juicy mango I give you and I tell you, please take this amo instead of am. Will you take it or not? Okay. He said that if I give you a very nice, fresh, juicy mango and I tell you that please take this amo, you will definitely take because you can sense it, you can feel it because you know what nectar it contains inside. You will take it. So he said that even if I say amo, goa, chikku or ananas, you will take it because you feel it. So he said that the holy name of the Lord chanted in any fashion gives effect. It's like a medicine which goes inside, will act. Definitely we should be very, very attentive and chant properly the holy name of the Lord. But there is a, he quoted this sloka that in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Sanketyam Parihashyam Helanamba. He said that the holy name of the Lord, even if it is chanted as Sanketyam, by indicating someone, Parihashyam means by jokingly, and Helanam, or you know, just by criticizing someone, that people criticize Hare Krishna. One time, one press reporter wrote so many bad things about ISKCON. And devotees came with that paper cutting and showed to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, just see how many times Krishna is written. You know, they are glorifying Krishna. So that was Prabhupada's mood. So he said that even if it is Sanketyam Parihashim Helenamba, anytime it is chanted, anywhere it is chanted, it will give effect. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Namna Makari Bahuta Nijasharva Sakti Tatrarpita Niyaman Na Smarena Na Kala. There is no fast, hard and fast rules. There is no time, place and circumstances. Even if it is chanted, like there is an incident that one time one Mlecha person, he was passing through jungle, and he came in contact with one wild pig, and that pig actually pierced him, you know, he just hit him, and then, as they say in their language, he started chanting Haram, 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 but the Haram contains Ram. He got liberation. So this is, you know, the effect of the chanting of the holy name. Ajamil didn't chant consciously, he chanted unconsciously, indicating to his child Narayana, still he got. So therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there are not one name, there is not two name, you know, not like Atu Bodo Sukriti So Snanera Samay. There are millions, innumerable name of Lord Sri Krishna. They have all manifested Akari. Akari means to manifest. Bahuda, there are many Nija Sarva Shakti, and they all have Lord Krishna's own potency in the names, and for chanting this name there is no hard and fast rule. But he says, but I am so unfortunate that I am chanting with offenses and I have not developed the taste for chanting of the holy name. So this should be our mood. I will just conclude here. We are almost through with our time. He says that we should never think that, you know, we are excelled our chanting, or I am chanting very nicely, or somebody is not. No. While we are chanting, always this mood should be there of humility and, you know, meekness. It said that one who is very humble and meek, the door of the heaven, the door of kingdom is opened only for them. So we have to be very, very humble, very, very tolerant, very, very submissive while we take this name of the holy name. And this holy name is not an ordinary. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. He says that this Chintamani Naam is, and as Narottam Das Thakur also prays, Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtan. We are very fond of imported things. He said that this imported things, this Harinam is of not this material world. It is directly imported from the spiritual world. And it is Krishna only. Abhinatva Nama Namino. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Abhinatva Nama Namino. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name. They are identical, they are same. One time when one devotee was giving class, Prabhupada also was there, and he said that Krishna is there in his name. And Prabhupada said, huh? Krishna is not there in his name. Krishna is name. He corrected his disciple, and disciple felt very, very, you know, embarrassed. He said that Krishna is name. When we are taking this name, Krishna is there in the name. Krishna is the name, and Krishna is dancing on our tongue. So whenever we approach to the holy name, you know, for example, I am telling this to myself, that we should be prayerful. At least one of my friend in Bombay, he told me that when I start my chanting, first I pray to Panchatattva. And he said that, you know, even before chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra nicely, I chant very nicely, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindik. He said that I pray to the Naam Prabhu, I pray to the personality of this holy name, that please manifest in my heart. I am not qualified to chant your name, but somehow or other I am trying to take your shelter and chant your name, because Naam Bina Kichu Nahi Chauda Bhuvana Mahe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in whole 14 planetary system there is nothing more dear, or, you know, which we can accept, is chanting of the holy name. And this chanting of the holy name, which is so rare, it is like a chintamani, it is like a jewel, is very, very easily and freely given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it is very, very important that we take this holy name very, very nicely, very, very faithfully, very, very sincerely, and try to chant and inspire each other. You know, sometimes when we meet devotees also, rather than asking Prabhu how are you, we can ask, how's your chanting Prabhu, how many rounds you have chanted today, something like that. So that will actually remind, because you know, somebody told me this, that, you know, four categories of people, they ask four things. When Brahmanas meet, you know, they ask which scriptures you have read today. what books you are reading. When Kshatriyas meet, you know, they ask about bodily strength. And when Vaishyas meet, they ask, Bhaya dhando ke kan halari ho? You know, dhanda kaisa chal raha? They ask about the dhanda. And when Shudras they meet, they ask, how are you? You know, how are you? That's only, you know, their mentality. But when Vaishnavas meet, we should ask, you know, Prabhu, how is your chanting going on? How is your sadhana going on? How are you doing in your devotional service? Please inspire me. Please tell me something. This should be the mood of the Vaishnavas. So with these remarks, I conclude here. And thank you very, very much for all your patience. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Garanga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Srila Gurudev ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki
Jai.
Sri Sri Sikshashtakam ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu name is Rasamrita Das. Rasamrita means nectarian melons. So Prabhu given today a nice lecture with so many nectars. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening all of us.